Throwback Thursdays, it's story time. I'm about to get real transparent. Like, seriously. Let's go, Matt. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. All right, so stay tuned to the end of this podcast because at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you how you can get 20 minutes free one-on-one consultation with me for any challenges that you are specifically dealing with in your life. I'm going to help you out, but you got to listen to figure out how you can win the opportunity. All right, I want to get into this Throwback Thursday right away because this is a really important story that I have to take a minute to unpack. I'm going truly vulnerable here, very transparent. I love the fact that I can talk to you one-on-one because we know each other. We've gone through 70 episodes now, and we're a family. We're a community that's trying to hold each other up. And I feel like a lot of times when you hear people like myself in this personal development, personal growth, motivation, and inspirational space, you always hear their good side. They very, very rarely want to come out of that shell and show you how much of a human they really are. Like, it's a big deal to probably be transparent when you're all about helping people with their personal development, right? Like, you don't want to show that side of you. That's too risky. Maybe they don't think I got it together. Newsflash, we all don't have it together. We're all trying to figure it out as we go along. So let me jump into this story. Recently, I screwed up horribly. I screwed up so bad, family. I jumped in to CEO Nicole's sandbox and I questioned a thing that she wanted to do. By the way, the thing she wanted to do, she had every right to do it. This is a business situation. So she wanted to sit down and have a meeting about a particular thing that's going on in the company to figure out if we should continue to do it, analyze it, blah, 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 blah. I didn't really see any value in that from my perspective, my own damn opinion. It's not hers, it's mine. She didn't even ask for it, but I'm inserting it in it. I'm inserting it on her. So here I am inserting my opinion on why I think that's a waste of time and that she shouldn't be doing that. And I was completely out of line. Completely out of line. We had this argument. We don't argue. Nicole and I have really mastered, and we're going to write a book about this as well as do some talks about this. We've mastered the ability to be life partners, be husband and wife, spouse, parents, and still be able to run a company and separate it. We've been able to separate the personal from the business, the boardroom from the bedroom, like you wouldn't believe. It's incredible what we've been able to kind of really do. I can't wait to teach people this. But here we are in a situation where I screwed up stepping into something that I had no business stepping into. She didn't even ask for my opinion. And I had to understand, why are we arguing? Oh my gosh, this thing is getting heated. It's out of control that we're arguing about this business thing. We both took a minute. Thankfully, we both meditate. Thankfully, we both knew to take a few seconds to breathe. Thankfully, we both just separated on two different floors for a second and just like got ourselves together. And then when I came back, I told her right away, I said, you know, I was completely out of line. I had no business questioning that. And what's really worse about it is I was becoming a virus. Like, the positive guy was becoming a virus. You see why it's probably not comfortable for people in self-help to talk about stuff that they're going through? Because now, oh my God, do you question my ability to teach you? I hope not. I hope what you're seeing is that you're actually learning more truth from me, that you're actually seeing that I'm willing to actually teach you through my own pain, recent real pain, so that you can avoid it. So I said to her, I said, I'm really sorry. I completely was out of line. And I think I figured out what the problem was. I looked in the mirror and I said, Mario, you are not willing to face the fear that you're going through right now. You feel exhausted, but you don't want to admit it. You feel burnt out, but you don't want to admit it. You feel that you should be at a different place on your success path, but you don't want to admit it. So here you are operating in fear, angst, frustration, and you come out of your mouth way wrong. When I broke it down to her and told her the truth as what was going on inside of me, we got to the source of why I would even come up and question the thing she was doing. So the takeaways that I want you to get from this is, number one, don't step into someone else's sandbox without being thoughtful and mindful of them. I completely messed up her joy about something that she had every right. And by the way, after I like calmed my stupid self down, I realized everything that she was talking about doing was absolutely right, which is why she's a damn CEO. You understand what I'm saying? I hope this is making sense. Okay, number two, when you recognize you're wrong, quickly admit to it, but do something deeper. Find the source, not the excuse, the source, and then be honest about the source. Number three, communicate. Life is too short. Communicate, people. I went a little bit longer with this Throwback Thursday, but I just felt that it was really important while I was dealing with coming out of this pain to share this moment with you right now. It's too short. If you are having arguments, get to the source of them, clean them up, hug, love each other, and really get to the actual realness of owning up to what it is that's causing the pain. Hope this was super helpful for you. By the way, speaking of being super helpful for you, really quick, grab your phone right now and dial star Mario. That's asterisk M-A-R-I-O. If you do that, you can sign up for my VIP text message service. I'll send you a text message link right on your phone. You click the link, you sign up for the service. You'll be in the raffle to be one of three people that will get a 20-minute one-on-one consultation. Okay? That's going to be a wrap for today's Throwback Thursday. Tell me what you think about it. Hit me up in the DMs. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.